Thank you, Bell Choir. If you would turn with me to the Acts of the Apostles in your Bibles, whether you brought your Bible or whether you need to use a pew Bible, that is totally fine. Now, if you don't happen to know where Acts is in our Bible, is it in the Old or the New Testament? New Testament. So the New Testament begins with? And then Luke, right? Oh, Mark. Okay, so it's Matthew and then Mark and then? And then? And finally? Acts. That's right. So Acts of the Apostles, chapter 22. Chapter 22, we will begin reading with verse 6. Verse 6. Once you find that, if you will close the Bible on your finger and stand with me and let us say this Bible pledge like we mean it this morning. Raise the Bible above your head and let's say this loud and proud. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me and let us read Acts chapter 22, beginning with verse 6. This is the Apostle Paul, by the way. While I was on my way and approaching Damascus about noon, a great light from heaven suddenly shone about me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" I answered, "Who are you, Lord?" Then he said to me, "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting." Now those who were with me saw the light, but did not hear the voice of the one who was speaking to me. I asked, "What am I to do, Lord?" The Lord said to me, "Get up and go to Damascus. There you will be told everything that has been assigned to you to do." Since I could not see because of the brightness of that light, those who were with me took my hand and led me to Damascus. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As most of you are used to by now, and as I like to do, I print up some sermon notes here for you. If you grab a pencil or pen and follow along. Also on the back side of that is a study guide regards to this week's sermon. And if you want to take that home with your prayer list that Homer talked about and keep this beside your prayer chair, you'll have a little devotion there for you each day this week. Well, this is the second week for our teaching series, Have You Ever Wondered? And today we're going to be discussing one of the great questions of life. What in the world is life about, anyway? Why am I here? Why do I exist? Does life really have any significance? One person put it like this: "Why am I here on this earth when I seem to have so little impact on anyone's life?" Has anybody else felt that way? Yeah. Aren't these powerful questions? I'm sure it's age dependent, but if you are, I know speaking from personal experience, if you're 40, you have asked these questions before, haven't we? Why am I here anyway? You see, some people live their entire lives never having answered any of these questions. What could possibly be the reason for my existence?